You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Heathrow passengers should not travel to the airport under any circumstances after its closure, and at least 1,300 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to a significant power outage across Heathrow Airport in its entirety. And Claire Brode of Bauer Media London is reporting from the power station where the fire broke out. Claire, what can you tell us?
Well, I'm stood by the cordon on North Hyde Road, right by the electrical substation in West London where this fire broke out. Now, of course, there is a very large emergency service presence here at the moment, countless fire crews and police here at the morning. And the first thing you notice before you even see the smoke here is the smell of the smoke. It's very thick. It's almost as if it's like a bonfire. And there's also a haze just covering the area. And from where I'm stood, I can still see the smoke rising from the site. Now, London Fire Brigade says 70 firefighters have been tackling this fire since it broke out around 11 last night, but the cause of the blaze is still unknown.
Okay. Any, I suppose, estimate of when this blaze will be brought under control? Obviously, huge amounts of emergency services at the scene, or when we might see some change in circumstances going forward?
Well, at the moment, there isn't that much information about when things will resume to normal. Of course, Heathrow is closed for today, and Heathrow have released a statement saying that they will be experiencing or expecting to experience significant disruption to services in the coming days. As for residents living here, 16,000 homes are without power at the moment. So National Grid says they are working as fast as they can to restore power to those homes as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Maybe lastly, Claire, a huge amount of dependence on one substation by Heathrow. Are people talking about that in the UK?
There is some sort of conversation around it. I mean, most people here in the local area are just wanting to know when their power is back on. I think the wider conversation at the moment isn't at the top of their minds at the moment. They just want to have power in their homes. But it is definitely something that I think will be leading to a conversation, how one building can have such an influence over such a large area, including such a vital part of transport in the UK.
I imagine it must be really toxic to be in the vicinity for all the people, the residents of the area as well. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Claire Brode of Bauer Media London reporter there. And I'm also joined now by Graeme McQueen, Media Relations Manager for the DAA. Good morning to you, Graeme. What does this mean for Dublin Airport and for people travelling from Ireland and our own airports today?
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
Disruption for anyone who is planning to fly to Heathrow today. Normally by this time on a Friday, we'd have had about 10 flights between Dublin and Heathrow. So obviously they haven't been able to take off or land today. In total today, we'd have had 34 planes travelling between the two airports. So it looks for all the money like they're not going to take off or land today. Airlines that operate those routes, we have two of them. We have British Airways and Aer Lingus. So far, they have cancelled on the network flights up until mid-afternoon. We're fully expecting the rest of the schedule today between Dublin and Heathrow to be cancelled as well. So for anyone who was due to travel on those routes, you need to get in touch with your airline, see what they have in terms of other flights available to you, or look at the refund option or whether you can travel in the coming days.
Okay, so people should liaise directly with their airlines, not the airport itself. So get onto your Aer Lingus, your BA or whoever. Is it having a knock-on effect, Graeme, on other airports and other airlines? So are things being diverted from Heathrow to wherever, Gatwick, Stansted, Luton, etc., or further afield in the UK? And is that impacting on flights here? So are there delays on flights that are not Heathrow-based?
We're not seeing any issues so far here so far this morning. It's a busy day. It's our busiest day of the week so far, but it's moving really well. There will be ultimately some disruption on the network today, though, both in terms of flights and also in terms of baggage. You're going to see, you normally see a lot of people connecting through Heathrow. We'd have a lot of people would leave Dublin to go to different parts of the world because we don't have a direct flight. So they would go through Heathrow.
Yes.
So there may be baggage in the system that will take a number of days now to sort of unravel that process. I think you're probably looking at disruption beyond today as well. I think you just heard there in the clip, this isn't going to be easily fixed. So I think if you are due to fly Dublin to London Heathrow in the coming days, you probably want to be speaking to your airline. You may want to look to see whether you can divert to one of the other London airports and just give yourself that bit of peace of mind going into the weekend.
Absolutely. Graham, before I let you go, obviously you mentioned people travelling on further afield from Heathrow. Heathrow, obviously a massive airport hub for Europe, so many people will pass through Heathrow to go to the Middle East, to go to Africa, to go, you know, on long haul trips. What do people do under those circumstances? You know, people maybe who are flying into London to fly out of London. Is there any, you know, entitlement if you miss your follow on flight because of this Heathrow situation now? What do those people do?
Yeah, again, look, you just really need to speak to your airline to see what your options are. Your airline might be able to find you another route to where you want to get to. You'll only find that out by calling them up or speaking to them online. On a normal day like today, we'd have somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 passengers travelling between Dublin and Heathrow. So sizable numbers. A lot of those, as you say, would be going on to other places. Unfortunately, we don't have all the direct routes at the moment from Dublin that we would like. So connecting through places like Heathrow.
I suspect people listening though going, how do I get through to my airline? How do I get them on the phone? How do I get them online? Because I have no doubt there are probably hundreds if not thousands of people trying to do that, and that's a significant difficulty for people too. Do you know if airlines have put on additional staff, or is that something that you wouldn't know about yourself?
I don't know that for sure, Ciara, but I'd be fairly optimistic that that would be the case. I think it would be all hands to the pump in the airlines this morning to look at that. So keep on at your airline. That is the only way to resolve this. Go online, look if there's a phone number, contact them using the chat methods online, contact them on social media. Keep going until you get the answer that you need.
Look, thank you very much for that very helpful information. That is Graham McQueen, their Media Relations Manager for the DAA.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.